Hi, and thank you for watching one of my drills video. My name is Luis Ortiz. In order to compete at the highest level of professional baseball and to do it in a natural way, I had to think about the things that I needed to do. I had to find out about drills that could help maximize my potential. The reason why my book and video series are called The Natural Hitter is because I want you to develop your God-given talent in a natural way. In this video, you're gonna find a lot of drills. I want you to try them and find the ones that work for you to set up your hitting program. If you're gonna compete the natural way, you're gonna have to work smart, you gotta have to work hard, and you gotta be consistent. Make sure that you put in your work and do it in a systematic way to improve your hitting potential. Now, the following drills are gonna develop your bat speed. The guidelines of the bat speed is that you gotta swing as fast as you can, don't hold back, don't pace yourself. As soon as you see yourself for slowing down, stop, and then rest, and then do it again. First drill we're gonna do is 5 fast swings with the stopwatch. Dry swings, you do it as fast as you can, you rewind your swing and bring it right back. Without stopping, you go 1, 2, everything happened in front of you. Okay, so the way we're gonna do, Jacob's gonna time me. We're gonna go. Five.
3.2.
All right. Now what you do the next time is you try to be the number that your partner got. After you done the set of the drill, do a couple of swings with your regular swing. That way you can transfer the feeling of the drill to your swing. So now I just did my 5 fast swing. Now what I wanna do is transfer that by going as fast as you can and even faster. Now the next drill, what you're gonna do is that your partner is gonna toss you 5 soft tosses as fast as you can, and you, without using your back leg, all you gotta do is swing, bring it back, almost like the drill that we did before, but this one we're gonna involve a ball. So we go. Like that, 5 times. Now, the one thing that you gotta be looking for this is that you don't do like a helicopter and bring it back, but make sure that you swing and bring it back like you're rewinding your swing this way. Boom, back. Boom, back, like that. When the next drill, what you do is that you use a lighter bat than your regular bat. Now, I chose a fungo, and what I'm gonna do a set of 10 with my fungo. Making sure that I accelerate through the ball and I swing faster than I normally do. And then when I'm done with that set, with a lighter bat, then I use my regular bat and try to transfer the feeling of the fungo to my swing. Now this drill is rapid fire soft toss. The difference between this one and the one that we did before, where we did the 5 tosses, is that in the one before, I just used my hands rewinding my swing. With the rapid fire, you use your whole body and you go back as fast as you can. It doesn't matter, you can do whatever you need to get the bat back. So what we're gonna do, and then you finish. Now the next drill is the drop ball. All you gotta do is that you have a partner right in front of the plate, drop the ball, and you have to react. The partner can hold it a little longer and let it go to make it harder, get closer to the ground, to make it easier, get the hands a little higher. And what you do is that as soon as you see the ball, you react and you try to hit it. This is like a 95 miles per hour fastball, because you're just reacting right from here. A variation of the drop ball drill is what I call the extreme ball drill. What you do is that you try to use a bat with a really small diameter. You can start with a wiffle ball, or you can do a golf size wiffle ball. And what you do is the same thing, you drop it. For this drill, I'm gonna use the Swift stick. It mimics the barrel of the bat, and it makes the ball rotate the way you hit it. If you top over, you're gonna see the rotation of the ball. If you backspin it, you're gonna see the rotation of that too. Now the next drill, we call it the T stopwatch drill. What we're gonna do is that your partner is gonna start the stopwatch as soon as he sees me moving, and it's gonna stop it when the ball hits the net. Now the next time, you try to better the time that you just got. So the way we do it, we go here, and he's ready. I'm going on my command, not on his command. So we go like this.
.37.
So my job now is to try to swing faster than that.
.33.
All right. When you start seeing that you start taking more time from the beginning of the swing all the way to the net, then you stop, you rest, and then you repeat the drill. Another drill that you can do to speed up your hands is to do the two-hand toss to the net. What you do is that you get yourself in a position so the ball mimics the bat. You can go through all the hitting approach. You take your stride, you go to your launching position, then you throw the ball to the net as fast as you can. Then you repeat it. Now what you want to do is that try to aim middle away from you. That way you throw your hands away from you instead of being right back. Now after you've done that, you take your bat and you feel that you're throwing the hands through the ball. All right, one more. Like that. Now this is a variation of the two-hand toss drill. What we're gonna do is put an element of hand-eye coordination and tracking. Jacob is gonna toss me the ball, and then I'm gonna try to hit it with this ball. This is a really hard drill, and actually the way I want you to do this is more on a flip situation where he's behind the net, but just for the sake of this video, we're gonna do it this way. So, just go like this. And it doesn't matter that you miss it. The idea is that you work on try to hit it. Now with this drill, what you do too, is that you have the tosser throwing inside, outside, just to mimic different pitches. Now if Jacob throws it inside, I gotta turn, try to hit that ball that way. Do one more. Just like that. Now again, take your bat and transfer that feeling of that drill. One more. Now this fouling drill is not only a backspeed drill, but it's also a conditioning drill. And you're gonna see what I mean right now. What you do is that you have your partner use a stopwatch, starting maybe 20, 30 seconds, and you try to see how many swings you can put in that period of time. As you get in better condition, you start adding the time, and you're gonna see how amazing this drill is. I counted 15, we did it in 10 seconds. So you might start with 10 seconds, I did 15. Now in the next 10 seconds that I try to do, I shoot for 16. Then as I get in better condition, this is the off season for me, I start adding more time and see if I can keep up the speed or enhance it. This next drill is the 2T drill. What you have, you do a You do this drill with a partner. We're gonna have set up two tiers this way, and you're gonna have another partner say a command. We're gonna be ready. If you have a lefty and a righty, it's probably better, but we can separate each other with enough distance that we're not gonna hit each other. And what we do is that as soon as we hear the command, go, ball, or whatever your partner say, you swing and you try to beat your partner by hitting the ball faster to the net. So what we do, we get ready. Oh, I won that one. I don't know, that was, what, a tie? That was pretty close. Let's do one more. Nice. Now, the next drill is a little similar than the one before, but this one, we use wiffle ball bats, wiffle ball, because it would be a little dangerous if we do the regular bat. What we do, especially younger kids can do this drill, where you get a lefty and a righty, you hear a command, and let's see who's the one that hit the ball. This is a fun drill, and you're gonna see how competition just brings bat speed out. I'm doing it left-handed too, so that's pretty good. I think I hit that. Let's do it a couple more times. Oh, you got that one. All right, the tiebreaker. Oh, who won that one?
I don't know.
I think I won that one. Yeah, just look how I hit it. What we're going to do is a dry swing. My partner is going to time it from the beginning, as soon as I move, all the way to when I finish my swing. Now, you can do this with a tee. You might be able to do it with a soft toss. Just if you can handle that, that's fine. But for the sake of this drill, we're going to do it with a dry swing. So we're just going to go, not his command, but whenever I start my swing.
67.
So, 66. Yeah. So now I try to beat that. I try to swing a little faster than that.
42.
Woo! 42. See if I can beat that. Wow, I think I'm gonna stop there. Now with the next drill, you can do it with soft toss, or you can do it with the flips. What you're gonna do is that you're gonna put your hands in front, right here, and he's gonna let go of the ball. You don't move until he lets go of the ball. As soon as he lets go, I take my hand back and just react and swing as fast as I can. So we're gonna go here. React quicker. So you get the idea, that's what you want to do. Then after a couple of reps, you transfer that to your regular swing. Just like that. Now with the next drill, use a PVC pipe. If you want, you can set up tape in here to do a handle. You can put a knob in here so the pipe doesn't fly away from your hands. And what you do is that you try to swing as fast as you can. Now, what you're looking for is how loud that wind is in front of you. You don't want to start hearing the wind over here. You want to start hearing it over there. Because if you hit over here, you start casting out, then this wind is going to be long and you're not going to hit through the ball. So you go here. Now you try to go without stopping all the way through it. Do one more. Now, as soon as you see yourself is slowing down, stop. Because that's going in detriment of what we want to do, which is just develop bat speed. Now, after that, you try to get that same feeling. Let's do one more. Slide that to the drill. This is another drill that's gonna improve your back speed. This is a dry swing drill, but also it's gonna make you swing down. What you wanna do is try to swing as fast as you can to see if you can tip the bat down with the wind. It's gonna be hard to do, but as you get better, and you just keep doing that. We probably never turn it over, but you're just trying, it's gonna force you to swing faster and faster and develop that bat speed. The next drill is called the power pack. What we're gonna do is that we're gonna use a heavier bat, then we're gonna use a lighter bat like a fungo, and then we're gonna do the regular bat in sets of 5 repetitions, maybe 10 repetitions as you get better. What we're gonna do, we do a couple swings with the heavier bat, trying to swing as fast as you can. You don't wanna slow down just because the bat is heavier. Then you get the lighter bat, and you accelerate through that ball. Then after that, you get your regular bat, and you got to try to transfer that feeling. Just like that. Next drill is a self-serve power drill. And what you do is that you just toss it to yourself. You're the one generating all the power. So you can either do it from the back, or if you're comfortable, you can do it from the front. This is more for power and back speed than for mechanics. So what you do, you throw it to yourself, and you really swing as hard as you can, or as fast as you can. Almost like you're trying to hit the ball over the center field fence. One more. This next drill is a lot of like the self power drill, but what you're gonna do is that my partner is gonna toss me a ball, I'm gonna walk toward the plate, load up, and swing as fast as you can. What you want is basically what you do from throwing from here, throwing from here. You're gonna throw a little harder, you're gonna generate more arm speed if you do that little crow hop. The same way with this drill. You're forcing yourself to swing faster than you normally do. So what the timing of this drill, he's gonna let me step, and as he's stepping, toss it, and then I turn and hit it. You can put the bat in front if you want. Just drive through it. We're gonna do one more. Then with the same feeling of you driving the ball there, you get your bat. And you transfer it to your swing. All right, this next drill is what I call the three sounds drill. And what you wanna do is imagine that you're listening to three sounds. Two of those sounds are gonna be imaginary, one is gonna be real. The one that's gonna be real is the one you're making contact with the ball. Now the other one is that you're gonna imagine the inside of your knee hitting a punching bag as hard as you can, and your chin hitting your shoulder. Those three sounds have to happen at the same time. You don't want two of them happening and the other one just going away. You're gonna see, as soon as you coordinate your swing to work like that, your back speed is gonna increase like crazy. So you get like this, you get yourself in a position that you're already taking your stride. And try to hear those three sounds. Coordinate that backside, make that strong, firm front leg that's working like this, a swivel right there. We're gonna do one more. Then after that, you can transfer it to your regular swing. The next drill is the hard home at the beginning of the swing. What you're gonna do is that if you've seen some of those long balls that you ever hit and you go like that, you release some of the energy into the ball. So what you do is that you're gonna do the same thing. Instead of being tense, you're gonna blow that air away this way, push it through it. Do one more. Just like that. Don't hold it inside. And what we're gonna do next is similar to the hard home drill, is blowing the hands away from you. What you're gonna do is you're gonna gather your power and you're gonna breathe in. And then at the start of your swing, you blow the hands away from you. This way, that can be an approach that you can use in the game. Remember, tension happens because you're holding your breathing. You breathe in. Let's go one more. Just like that. The following drill is starting your swing with maximum power. And the way you do this drill is that you gotta do five things at the same time at the beginning of your swing. You have to snap the front knee, pivot the back foot, pull the hands down, try to see the ball hit the bat, and blow the hands away from you. Think about them as 20% of your power. If you do four of them, you're only gonna be using 80% of your power. So what you do, you get here, like you get already taking your stride, and do one more. You're gonna feel the rotation, you're gonna feel the torque of this leg pulling back and the backside going forward, and you're developing a lot of power within the axis of rotation. Another drill that you can do that is gonna increase your back speed is crossing your head and your hands. This is gonna increase your back speed because it's gonna make you more efficient. What you want is that as the hands are going forward, you want the head to go back, touching the back shoulder. You don't want the shoulder, the front shoulder and the chin working together away from the ball. That make you longer and slower. But if you go from here to here, the swing is gonna be so much shorter and quicker. Think about this. The head dictates how long the swing is. If my head flies out, my swing gets long. If my head stays in there, look how short my swing is. So, let's try it right now. What you do is that you don't try to see where the ball is going. Two more. Then one more. That way. This next drill is called scramble up. And what you wanna do is that you get a stopwatch, you give the hitter a command, he comes up and try to get the bat and hit the ball as fast as he can, then you try to better that time. So what I'm gonna do is that as soon as I say go, he just goes up and finds a way to hit that ball. Okay, ready, go. Right, 2.7. That's the first time he's done it. So let's see if he can better that. Do one more time. Ready, go. Come on. There you go, 1.78. Very nice. Now with the following drill, what we're gonna do is that we're gonna set up a ball inside, a ball outside, and I'm gonna give him the command. If I say inside, he hits the inside one as fast as he can. If I say outside, he hits the outside one. Inside. There you go. When you do it again, if you have two tees, it's a lot better, but just for the sake of the drill, you're just gonna do that. Ready? Outside. That's it. Inside. Good. This next drill, what we're gonna do is that he's gonna try to take the bat back to the finish position as fast as he can. He's making the conscious effort of bringing the bat, finishing the swing, instead of just thinking about hitting the ball. Get it? That's it. Take that bat back fast. There you go. There you go. Nice. Do one more. All right, the next one is very similar, and what we're gonna do is that he's gonna swing the bat, but he's gonna try to stop his swing right after contact. He's gonna emphasize the path. Instead of finishing and probably not being as efficient, what he's gonna do is he's gonna swing the bat and stop. The one before, he keeps on going. This one, he stops right after contact. Now you still swing fast, careful with that ball. You stop it away from you. There you go. There you go. Get one more. There you go. Nice. The next couple drills are going to be dry swing drills that where I want you to hear the humming sound of the bat. One way that you can do that, if you don't have a PVC pipe, is using a fly swatter or even using a tennis racket and tape it around, and it's gonna make you hear the sound. So what we're gonna do is just try to make that sound loud. There you go. Nice. Go one more time. All right, you got a tennis racket. You can do it with a tennis racket. There you go. Now faster than that. A couple more, and one more. Good. All right, the next drill is called the rapid fire drill. What we're gonna do though is just five of them because we're working on bat speed. We're working on intensity. We don't wanna do the whole bucket because, you know, by the time you hit 10, you're really slowing down. So I'm just gonna throw five balls right after the other one. You rewind your swing, come back, hit it, come back, hit it, until we're done with the five balls. Come on, get those hands back. Get those hands back. One more. Very nice. Now you can do a couple sets of those and take a break or do another drill. All right, the following drill is hard underhand flips. And what I'm gonna try to do, I'm gonna try to blow it by Jacob, and he's gonna try to put the bat head on the ball. So this is what you do. You go here. There you go. All right, one more. React quicker, get those hands out. There you go. Now the fouling drill is just regular overhand flips. What you're gonna do is just, you don't have to try to blow it because it's such a short distance, you still gotta be quick. You can either get behind on this side, turn it over, or if you wanna stand up, just go like this. There you go. Go one more. Nice. This next drill is a very good reaction drill. What we're gonna do is I'm gonna have Jacob to close his eyes, and I'm gonna yell ball after I let it go. He's gonna open his eyes, find it, and react quick. If the boy's on top of him, he has to be quick with that bat. Close your eyes, ready, ball. Ball. Now you can change the height of the pitch or how late you say the command. Ball. Okay, one more. Ball. Nice. Another drill that's gonna increase your bat speed is that we're gonna try to go the other way and we're gonna react inside. So most of the balls I'm gonna throw is gonna be away, so Jacob can hit it the other way, and then I'm gonna surprise it one inside where I want him to turn on it. React. There you go. Do it again. All right, couple more. Away. React. There you go. With the next drill, what we're gonna do is that I'm gonna have Jacob swing as fast as he can, and then he has to rewind his swing back as soon as he can. We're just gonna do it one at a time, but it's gonna be more like, he hits it and comes back fast. React quick. That's like a plyometric drill where you're shocking your nervous system to work faster, faster and faster. Come on, bring it back. There you go. Bring it back. There you go. Nice. All right, one more. Bring it back. There you go. All right, the following drill, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna try to jam Jacob. I'm gonna throw inside, inside, inside as hard as I can, and he has to turn on it. Now he's gonna notice that for him to catch up to this ball, he has to turn that back leg really fast. Now try to accelerate the swing with the hands, but be able to just turn from there and just use that backside to the ball. All right, so I'm going inside, hard and inside. There you go, turn on that then. Nice. Good. Two more. Nice. One more. Now this following drill is a variation of this drill. And what we're gonna do is I'm gonna throw the ball to hit Jacob or to hit him right outside, just right outside here. So what he's gonna try to do is try to hit the net behind him. So I throw it right here to hit him. He turns this way, hits that net behind him. This one you don't throw hard, you just regular soft toss. Start with ball right at him. And as he gets better, do a little more. Yeah, accelerate those bat. Accelerate the bat with that back leg. Yes. One more. Now, after you're doing this drill a couple of times, you throw some regular ones, and you're gonna see how he just turns on that ball. Woo! This is another drill that's gonna accelerate his hands. I'm gonna throw it from around here. He's gonna be looking at it. He's gonna find it and try to hit it right to the end of the cage. And you gotta react quick. There you go. Nice. One more. Woo, it's nice. This following drill, what we're gonna do is that Jacob's gonna go like he's gonna do a slash. He's gonna act like he's running. When the ball's in the air, he takes the bat back and have a hard swing to the end of the cage. So he's acting like he's bunting, then he has to wait till the ball's in the air. You go. Gotta react quick, because you're trying to drive this ball. For this drill, you gotta drive it. For the game situation, you wanna hit a slow grounder. There you go, one more. So he goes through it. There you go. All right, for the following drill, what we're gonna do is we're gonna have a short distance batting practice, a lot shorter than regular batting practice. And what I'm gonna try to do is gonna try to blow it by him. He has to react quick. He has to try to put that bat head on the ball quickly. Nice. All right, let's do a couple more. Whoa. Very nice. Now the following drill, we use equipment that can read bat speed. You can buy it on the internet. You can find it on different places. And what it does is that measures how fast you swing, give you instant feedback. Then the next one, you try to swing faster than the one before until you see yourself is slowing down. You stop if you slow down, take a rest, and then do it again. Do the low. Seventy, very nice. The next one is just towel drill. You get a medium-sized towel, you either tape it or you nail it, and the first one, what you do is that you get the towel over the bat and you try to snap it in front of you, or you can just get the towel to hang and you just hear, kind of like the PVC pipe drill, where you just hear it going faster like that. So let's have Jacob demonstrate five of them, then five with the other one, and then I'm gonna toss him a couple balls and see how he transfers. There you go. Snap it away from you. Now let's do one more. There you go. Now get your regular bat. Just get that feeling of the towel. There you go. One more. Now with this drill, you get some tennis ball, you get in front of a chain link fence. The idea is that you swing as fast as you can so you get the ball stuck on the fence, and if you are strong enough, hit it through it. Just gonna do one more. Thank you for watching this video. I hope that you learn a lot. I hope that some of the things that we show you today can help you turn into a hitting machine. And I hope that you can develop all the bat speed and all the talent that God has given you.